Radio and television broadcasters are not the only ones under scrutiny. This year's best-selling computer and video games are all rated M for mature. That means they're not for players under the age of 17. But an annual report card on video games says retailers are not doing enough to enforce that rating system. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Every year for the last 9 years, David Walsh has released the MediaWise Video Game Report Card as the holiday shopping season begins. Walsh heads the National Institute on Media and the Family, a nonpartisan watchdog group based in Minneapolis. At a news conference here earlier this week, Walsh said each year video and computer games are more lewd and violent.
I think it's a little bit scary when we talk about some of the best games coming out onto the market being the games that are the very violent first-person shooters.
Walsh displayed a sampling of what you might see and hear in some of this year's best-selling screen games. There was bullet-riddled mayhem in the top-selling video game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. There were bare-breasted women in something called The Guy Game. All were rated M. Walsh says stores are much more likely to sell such games to underage boys.
When we sent secret shoppers over the last couple of months to buy these games, girls could only buy the games 8% of the time. And so they're doing very well at keeping these games out of the hands of girls. Boys, however, were able to buy the games 50% of the time.
Walsh gave retailers a D for their enforcement efforts. Marie Silla is a lobbyist for the Interactive Entertainment Merchants Association. She insists the problem is not so much that retailers are selling M-rated games to children.
The real thing that needs to be looked at is parents. Because we find that the majority of the time it's parents and grandparents buying the games for the kids. Statistics show that 85% of the time the purchases are being made by adults.
Walsh's group found nearly 9 out of 10 underage boys play M-rated screen games. Young people can also go online to play a new game called JFK Reloaded. In it, the player tries to take deadly aim at the image of the late President Kennedy speeding by in a motorcade. Senator Joe Lieberman, a Connecticut Democrat, warned at the report card presentation that this new game may be crossing a line.
When I think about this JFK Reloaded game, I hope somebody in a prosecutor's office somewhere will take a look at this.
Retailers, meanwhile, promise they'll enforce the screen game rating system better this year. Their trade group lobbyist, Marie Silla, says it will be much harder for young people to buy restricted games.
The majority of all of our retailers are going to be carding for M-rated games, whereas last year that wasn't the case. The majority of our retailers did not have a carding policy in the stores.
Video game report card grader Walsh says he won't begin citing retailers by name if they all do a better job of enforcing the rating system.
But if it's real clear that there are some that are living up to their commitment and others that aren't, we will start to name names.
Walsh says he has yet to meet a parent who's comfortable about his or her child playing these screen games. Still, record sales of them are expected this year. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.